This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get some. The lights go out.
The game is over. And we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome into Warriors Wrap Up. Mark Randy with you here on 95.7 The Game. After another Warriors win, the final score tonight inside of Chase Center, Warriors 123, Grizzlies 118. The game was not that close. A 5-point margin is the final score, 123-118. But this was a game where the Warriors led by as many as 24 points in the second half. After a little bit of a slow beginning to the game, which has kind of become a theme for the Warriors, this one wasn't that bad, but the Grizzlies did have an early lead. The Warriors essentially led wire to wire once they overcame that little bit of a slow start. And the game was never in doubt, even though it was ultimately only a 5-point game. The Grizzlies, they played maybe harder down the stretch of the game when the outcome was already determined than you could say at some other points of this basketball game. And there was a lot to be excited about if you're a Warrior fan. There's a lot to be, encouraged by moving forward. The Warriors now 10-2 on the season. They're 4-1 at home. They're 2-0 in their group in the NBA Cup. If you are a big fan of the NBA Cup, the Warriors have a fantastic opportunity to advance to the knockout stage. We can talk more about that later. My larger point here as we begin on Warriors wrap-up, and it's Mark Randy with you. I'd love to hear from you guys, 888-957-9570. That is both the number to call in and join the show. It's also the Comcast Business text line. This game was marred by what happened in the second half, and obviously a big part of that is the way that the players were playing. But man, the whistles just took this game from exciting to painful to watch. That second half, my goodness, that was one of the more ugly halves of basketball that I've had the privilege, I don't know if privilege is the right word, of watching in my lifetime. Some of the full numbers from this game, and then I'll give you some of the numbers from just the second half. The Golden State Warriors committed 28 fouls in this basketball game. The Memphis Grizzlies committed 21 fouls. The Grizzlies shot 33 free throws. The Warriors shot 25 free throws. Okay, all of those numbers are a lot, but why don't we focus in on what happened in the second half, huh? In the second half alone, the Warriors committed 20 fouls, which led to 28 free throw attempts by the Memphis Grizzlies. That's in one half of basketball. 20 Warrior fouls. There's 24 minutes in a half of basketball. The Warriors nearly committed a foul a minute in the second half, and the Grizzlies shot 28 free throws in the final 24 minutes of this basketball game, which lasted nearly 2 hours the second half. Memphis, meanwhile, in the second half only, they committed 14 personal fouls, and the Warriors shot 21 free throws in the second half alone. So combine those numbers in the second half of this basketball game, over 24 minutes, the third quarter and the fourth quarter, there were 34 combined personal fouls, plus there were technical fouls. Draymond Green got two techs in the final 2 minutes of this game. Steve Kerr got a tech. There were multiple reviews, challenges that, by the way, were overturned and won by Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors. So 34 personal fouls combined, plus all these other stoppages. And 49 combined free throws in the final 24 minutes of this basketball game. That is absurd. That is crazy. And the bottom line is the Warriors got to win. They're now 10-2. You defended your home court. You won a game you probably should have won. You know, check off that box, check off the next box, and check off the other one. Like, the Warriors did their job. But, man, that second half was so ugly. It kind of takes away from everything the Warriors did well.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the first half and really throughout this basketball game. Let's go even further, though. Those were just the second half numbers. Let's focus on Memphis's free throws. Memphis attempted 28 free throws in the second half. The most free throw attempts by a Warriors opponent this season for an entire game came first game of the year in Portland against the Trail Blazers when the Blazers attempted 30. So entering tonight, the most free throws an opponent versus the Warriors had attempted in the single game was 30. The Grizzlies attempted in this entire game, how many free throws? 33, and 28 of them were in the second half. 30 was the previous total game high against the Warriors, and the Grizzlies put up 28 in the second half alone. Man, that was an ugly second half. And we're going to get past this, and we're going to talk about some of the other reasons to be excited. The Warriors were really balanced offensively. Again, Steph Curry did not need to play in the fourth quarter. That's the third time in a Warriors win he did not need to play in the fourth quarter, which is a great sign. It's the fourth time overall, a game in which he actually played in. He did not play in the fourth quarter. You think back to that Cleveland game on the road when the Warriors were blown out of that one. They did not need to play Steph Curry in the fourth quarter either. So four fourth quarters, Steph hasn't needed to play, three of them in wins, one of them in a loss. That's good for the Golden State Warriors. They have a direct path to winning their group in the NBA Cup. They stay on pace with Oklahoma City atop the Western Conference. There's so much to be excited about. And tonight was another step in the right direction, but I just can't get over what that second half was. That was one of the ugliest halves of basketball that I've seen in a really, really long time. Draymond Green got ejected because he got two technicals in the final couple of minutes of this basketball game. Not necessarily arguing a single call, but I think it was just overall the frustration of all of the whistles in the second half. Steve Kerr also got a technical for basically the same thing late. And once the final buzzer sounded, he kind of chased down a couple of our officials tonight. And I don't know exactly what he said. We can probably guess some of what he said. Some I can't repeat here on the radio. But he was aggressively like finger pointing and screaming in the general vicinity of a couple of the officials tonight. That's how frustrated the Warriors were. And you know what? Instead of me putting words in Steve Kerr's mouth, why don't we hear from Coach Kerr here early on Warriors wrap-up? I'll allow you guys to get your texts in, to get your phone calls in, 888-957-9570. That, again, is the number to call. It's also the Xfinity mobile text line. But let's hear from Coach Kerr, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, addressing the media post-game after tonight's Warriors win, 123-118. You win, you're 10-2. You're 2-0 in your group in the NBA Cup. I'm sure a lot to be happy about if you are Steve Kerr and the Warriors, but I think much like me, Steve Kerr having a hard time shaking what happened in the second half with all of those fouls, all of those whistles, and all those free throws. Let's take a listen. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr post-game addressing the media after the Warriors win. Here's Coach Kerr.
Upset with the officials at the end. I'm just, can you take us through, I guess, what upset you and maybe even Draymond too?
I'm going to choose not to speak on the officiating.
Did you get an explanation on the second Draymond technical?
No.
What was the key to slowing them down from the outside today? I think they finished 17% from three.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our defense was really active, and we had guys flying around. Everybody who came off the bench played with great energy, and you know, it's one of the things that we've established this year is that every group's going to play really hard and challenge every shot. And I thought that was the key to the win tonight. Everybody just came off the bench ready to roll.
Steve, how would you describe the way this game played out?
It was just kind of disgusting, the last quarter and a half. It was disgusting. I felt bad for our fans having to watch what transpired, but great win. And we'll take the win, and we'll move forward.
It looked to the naked eye like it was pretty physical out there, a lot of bodies flying around and falling. What do you think of all of that?
Yeah, it was very physical. I thought, they're a very physical team, and we matched their physicality, and that was an important part of the win.
Were you frustrated at all with the way you guys played in the fourth quarter? Or, I mean, you'd obviously played so well.
I was frustrated with the flow of the game, and it was just disappointing to see the game unfold the way it did. I give Memphis credit. They kept playing. Obviously, point differential matters. And, you know, so they played all the way through and made up some ground late. And so they did their job. And like I said, I'm thrilled with the win. Love the way our guys competed. And it was just too bad that the game had to just devolve into a parade to the free throw line.
You mentioned the bench, which I think was averaging 58 a game coming in. I think scored 67 today. I mean, what's sort of driving that, and how much are you depending on that at this point?
Depending on the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's our team. That's what we're built on. We've got a lot of depth. We didn't have to play Steph in the fourth quarter, which is fantastic. We're trying to manage him through the season. And a night like tonight against a really good team in a physical game, that matters.
That's Steve Kerr post-game earlier tonight after the Warriors knocked off the Grizzlies again. Final score 123-118. He at first, when asked about the officiating in the second half, there was a long pause. I think you kind of hear him. I haven't seen the video of it, but I think you could hear him kind of like tapping his fingers at the podium inside of Chase Center. And then eventually said, I'm choosing not to comment on the officiating. And then later was asked a more generic question. How did you feel about how the game played out, specifically in the second half? And he said, well, the final quarter and a half was, quote, disgusting. He mentioned the parade to the free throw line. He talked about the flow of the game and how it was interrupted by all of the whistles and all the fouls. And he mentioned that he felt bad for the fans who were at this basketball game because they were not treated to very good basketball in the second half. And I agree 100% with everything that Steve Kerr said there. He also brought up something that is really important to note. I saw a lot of this in the stadium. Sitting, you know, in press row, and there's, you know, the actual fans off to our left, and so many of them were wondering why are the Grizzlies playing so hard in the final couple of minutes when they're down like 15 points with a minute and a half left? Like, why are they playing hard? Why are they still fouling? Why is Jaren Jackson Jr. still in? Like, why are the Grizzlies still going for this? Well, for me, it was relatively clear. After, you know, you dig into the rules of the NBA Cup, it was relatively clear the Grizzlies care about the NBA Cup because the tiebreaker in the NBA Cup standings, the group standings, includes point differential. So right now, because the Grizzlies only lost by five, they are in fourth instead of fifth place in West Group C. The Warriors are 2-0. They're the only team that has played two group games so far, two cup games in West Group C. The Warriors are 2-0. The Pelicans are 1-0. The Pelicans beat the Nuggets tonight. Nikola Jokic did not play for personal reasons, so the Pelicans second at 1-0. Then the Mavericks 0-1. Their loss was on Tuesday against these same Warriors. The Warriors won by 3. The Grizzlies are also 0-1. The reason the Grizzlies are 3, or pardon me, the Mavericks are 3 and the Grizzlies are 4 is because the Mavericks' point differential is only minus 3. The Grizzlies' point differential is minus 5. Then the Nuggets, also 0-1, their point differential is minus 7. So point differential matters. It's why the Grizzlies are 4 instead of 5. If they only lost by 2 instead of 5, they would be 3rd in West Group C instead of 4th. Because the Mavericks, again, a point differential of minus 3. So really, wins, losses are the ultimate, of course, in the NBA Cup. We know that. But if you got a tiebreaker between two teams, it's point differential. That's why the Grizzlies were going as hard as they were down the stretch. I think there are some teams who maybe might not be willing to do that because maybe they don't care as much about the NBA Cup. I'm sure there are some teams out there that feel that way. The Grizzlies, though, with their actions tonight, and I'm not saying I disagree, it just seems relatively clear that they care about the NBA Cup because there's no other reason to trot out there Jaren Jackson Jr. and company when you're down by 15 points with 2 minutes left. Like, you're not coming back to win that basketball game. And while they did get back within five at the final score, it was never in doubt. The Warriors did not fret. Steph Curry did not play a single second in the fourth quarter. They were never concerned they were losing that basketball game. But it did have an impact on the point differential. And say the Warriors beat the Pelicans in New Orleans a week from now. Pelicans, one of the more injury-ravaged teams in the NBA at the moment. I think the Warriors would certainly be favored to win that game, assuming the injury report stays the status quo for these two teams. You do that, and then say you lose to the Nuggets, you would be 3-1. Maybe the Nuggets went out, they go 3-1. Then it would come down to point differential, and maybe this run down the stretch for the Grizzlies in this fourth quarter ultimately is the reason why the Warriors don't advance in the NBA Cup. But that's down the road. The Warriors still have two more NBA Cup games to play in the group stage. Every other team in their group, again, it's West Group C, the Pelicans, the Mavericks, the Grizzlies, and the Nuggets, they all have to play three more games. The Warriors have games against the Pelicans and the Nuggets left, and that is it for them. Each group winner advances to the quarterfinals, plus two at-large, two wild card bids. So each group winner, you have three groups per conference, six total groups. The six conference winners advance, and then two at-large bids advance as well. The Warriors sitting at 2-0, it feels like they're they have a decent chance of advancing to the quarterfinals, either by winning their group or by being one of the two teams that are picked from at large to advance to the quarterfinals as well. We could talk a little bit more about that, but now that we got out of the way all of the ugliness of that second quarter, we can dive into what helped the Warriors actually win this basketball game. It was a great defensive effort. The Memphis Grizzlies made 7 of 42 three-point attempts tonight. I thought we saw the Warriors in the first half, specifically in the first quarter, just find the code to breaking the Grizzlies. We can get into that on the other side as well. The Warriors were very balanced offensively. It was Buddy Hield with 18 points off the bench to lead the way. There were 6 double-digit scorers. 4 others scored at least 8 points. So you've got 10 Warriors players that scored 8 or more points in this basketball game. A very, very balanced effort, and Steph Curry only had to play 26 minutes tonight. One thing we do have to mention, Lindy Waters III, who started without D'Anthony Melton, he had an amazing block in the second quarter, but he landed awkwardly and hyperextended his left knee or his left leg, and he immediately limped back to the locker room and he did not return, waiting to hear something on his potential absence. But Lindy Waters did not play in the second half after he injured that left leg in the second quarter. Maybe we'll get an update before the night is over on Lindy Waters as well. But we can talk about all that and a whole lot more. We're just getting started here on Warriors Wrap Up. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back after this quick break. It's Mark Randy with you after the Warriors win 123-118. Warriors Wrap Up continues after this short break right here on 95.7 The Game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.